K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University coming to you on Sunday, January 11th, 2026. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast, which will come out tonight, post-cast edition of men's basketball. Unfortunately, talking about another loss. If you guys are listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Well. call me for being stupid. And maybe I'm not the only K-State fan, basketball fan, that's feeling stupid this morning. The men's basketball team yesterday, part of a two-day doubleheader with K-State men's basketball on the road. The ladies at home in Bramlage, we're starting in chronological order, and we got to start with both teams lost. Spoiler alert on that. The men, this should have been a victory, and it was not. Again, you can play games on paper. I say that, I find myself saying this all the time. We can play games on paper. K-State had the better roster, but look, at the same time, these two teams had identical records coming into yesterday's game. K-State on the road was still out in Arizona, in the state of Arizona. This time, they're taking on Arizona State, and you lose by 3, and just like last year, but this time, the shoe was on the other foot. Arizona State made a couple in-the-game free throws to seal K-State's fate. 87-84. Arizona State beats K-State, or if you want to say upset K-State, you can put it that way. But coming into this game, both teams had the same identical records. 9-6, 0-2 in Big 12 play. K-State, I sat on this podcast saying that they had to get this game over and over and over again. And they didn't get it done. Did not get it done in this ball game here. As Mo Odom put down the finishing touches on the upset win on K-State. Arizona State 9-1 Riley. Wait, hold on a second. Yeah. They are trailing in this game. K-State was leading late. And K-State, like Green Bay yesterday, and like Carolina yesterday, did not close out their opponent. And just like that, unfortunately, K-State's got to keep playing. Green Bay, and I'll have to end up recording. I'm going to end up recording the EGZ pod tomorrow morning because I'm going to wait until the rest of the, wait until tomorrow. Because these playoff games will be really good. But there's so much to talk about on EG3. I cannot talk. I'm trying to thaw myself here after running 12 miles in 25-degree weather. So there's that. And probably I should thank the sunshine for that. But anyways. So there's a lot more to talk about that. We'll touch on that tomorrow morning. Because there's a whole boatload of stuff to talk about. Like I say, it's going to be a jam-packed episode on the ET3 front. Meanwhile, the K-State, obviously, a lot of searching for answers here. And this K-State team, very frustrating. Very frustrating. And we're sitting here yet again talking about 0-3 in the Big 12. PJ Haggerty, a desperation three-pointer, fell short, ball game over. And despite Bashir, 22 points, Haggerty, 25 points, combined 47 points. Quick math. For you, 47 out of the – they basically almost – basically half of the K-State's 84 points. Or just about half. Or right at half. I'm not pulling out the calculator right now. I'm trying to throw my hands here as well. But this is just frustrating. And again, the rebounding and all that. This team and everybody just throwing excuses about the BYU loss. But you had them at home. And usually K-State beats ranked teams here and there at home, Rams Coliseum. You had a chance there. And you definitely had, and yeah, you can excuse the number one ranked, you didn't have no chance against the number one ranked team in the country in Arizona, blah, 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 and all that. We probably excuse that, but you can't, there's no excuse for this. This can't, you can't, don't sit here and tell me you can find an excuse for a loss to Arizona State. You can't do it. You just cannot do it. You were the better team. Arizona State, they ain't nothing in basketball. I said the exact same words on the preview show. I said the exact same words. Arizona State, they ain't nothing. They ain't nothing in basketball. And you go over there, you had two leads at two different stages. You let Arizona State get back in the ball game. It just can't happen. It just cannot happen. You're 0-3, non-Big 12 play. You're in trouble. This team's in trouble. And, man, the Big Two sports in Manhattan this year, and that counts 2025, fall 2025, into this year, 2026, can't catch a break. And we'll get more on Chris Klieman when we get into the league. I didn't see that. Chris Klieman, and, yeah. He looked like he was going to pass out with the transfer portal. More on that. That's going to be a separate episode. We'll get to that as we get into the week and all that other stuff. Arizona State 87, Kansas State 84. I repeat, Arizona State 87, K-State 84. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, another losing postcast edition on the men's basketball side of this podcast. All things K-State sports, which you can get wherever you get your podcast, free and available daily, or any chance to record Kansas State content on iTunes, Spotify. You know what time it is. Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports. We'll get through it, K-State Nation, one way or another. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, man, it just can't happen. It cannot happen. And y'all cannot be proud of the stat either. K-State 0-3 for the first time. Going back to 2021-22 season. Was that Chang's first year as coach? I can't remember. We're at 26, 25, 24, 23. Huh. Somewhere in there. But yeah, but Arizona State now, 10-6, 1-2 in Big 12 play. You had to get this game. You didn't get it. And now you're at home. You need to take care of business. At home, UCF, and we'll check on UCF here at the end of this podcast, but yeah, two different deficits. K-State, you had Arizona State on the ropes two different times in this game. You did not close them out there as, you didn't close them out. That's just the bottom line there as well. K-State, you had a 64-58 lead towards the halfway point of the game. Yeah, Arizona State had a 10-point run, 10-0 run, and then they closed out the game with a 9-0 run in the ball game. This is bad. This is bad. K-State, by the way, 9-7, and you're 0-3 in Big 12 play. Yeah, and part of this Arizona State was we're gonna call him Masamba Dopp. Scored 17 of his 21 points there in this ball game in the second half to lead his comeback. Yeah, Arizona, and more importantly, Arizona State outscored K-State in the second half by 5, 51-46. K-State, you were only leading by 2 at the break there. But despite the 47 combined points of the heroics of Haggerty and Bashir, you don't get anything else. You don't get anything else. You don't get, well, yeah, you get Rebekete with 8, Lauren McGriff, Kamari McGriff. Elias Rebekete had 8. Nate Johnson had 7. That was your starters in his ball game right there. You barely get anything from the bench here. This kid said, well, besides, well, Taj Manning continues to play well. 6 points to lead the bench scores. How about that? Taj Manning. Taj Manning, 6 points to lead the bench. Dorian Bukia, 5. David Castillo had 3. David Castillo, 1 of 7 from the field in yesterday's game. P.J. Haggerty, 7 of 19. 3 of 7 from downtown. Abdi Bashir, 8 of 16 from the field. 6 of 12 from downtown. And David Castillo going back to him, 1 of 7 from the field. 1 of 2 from 3-point land there. Despite the big games for those two, you could not finish. You could not finish whatsoever in the ball game. That's bad. There's just no excuse to find here in this instance here. K-State. Woo. I don't know. I don't know. It just befuddles me that Arizona State, bottom half of the league, and you lose by 3 in this ball game here. Let me see if I can pull up the rest of the Big 12 while I'm at it here. And I'm just going to focus. Well, UCF did not play yesterday's game. KU got upset. We'll go more over this later in the week. Yeah, KU upset by West Virginia. Oh, my. I'm looking on here. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, KU gets upset. So maybe that's probably the evening out a little bit. But for K-State, this is troubling. This is troubling yet again. We're sitting here for the third year in a row. And their NCAA, this was a year, I know K-State Nation, I know, that they're supposed to make the NCAA tournament. We thought that, you know, okay, this was critical. And this is going down deep waters for men's basketball. And for football, this has been frustrating. Up until the Chris Klieman retirement, not living up to expectations, whatnot. And then the Utah game changed everything. Will this Arizona State loss change everything? It's early. It's 3 games in, but missed opportunities definitely yesterday, and definitely missed opportunities to the BYU game at home. We had 10th ranked at the time, BYU at home. It just baffles me that, I don't know, man. So it's looking like, folks, this team could start an 0-5. This is not good. This is not good whatsoever. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say as well. Probably should have seen it coming. But, yeah, but we can, again, you can play these games on paper, whether it's NFL playoffs, football, basketball. You can play these games on paper, but when you step on in the field, court, ice, on a track, cross-country field, whatever it is, you got to perform. You have to perform. And right now, this team isn't performing. That's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line what it is. Cut, simple and dry, baby. not that exact order. It's just cut and dry. It's just that simple. What's this quit making things complicated than what it is? This team is not winning games. It is what it is right now. This program has struggled to win games. Whether it's last year's team, this year's team, even the year before that, issues, rebounding the basketball too many times, giving up big leads. That's been the common denominator. Yesterday, giving up big leads and all that. The Rams got away with it. They survived in advance. Packers did not get away with it. They don't advance. They going home. Right? K-State keeps playing, but the issues still remain. Getting up big leads, not rebounding, whatever that, I don't know what's, look, I'm not in that locker room, I don't know what's going on, but I do know what's going on, is we keep losing Big 12 games. That's why I do know, right there. So it is baffling, absolutely baffling. Arizona State, they ain't nothing, and you got to give Arizona State a lot of credit to battle back for what they did, in case they couldn't finish the deal here in this basketball game, just not. So back in the box score real quick, K-State losing by 3, 87-84 on the road, and you get swept by Arizona State in that road trip. in the state of Arizona's trip. And more importantly, you are now 0-3 in the whole. Could be even deeper by the end of this upcoming week. Just saying. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Back in the box score real quick. I'm voicing my frustrations here. I haven't even touched. Well, I have touched the box score already. Haven't really dove in any of these numbers. And K-State shot 40% from the field yesterday and lost by 3. Arizona State shot 46% from the field. And how about this? That you lose to Arizona State despite holding them to 13% shooting from downtown, which in most cases you're on the losing end. 13% shooting from the field. 13% shooting from 3. You losing them games most of the time. And for K-State shot 41%. You outplayed them in a numbers game, but you lost on the court. Doesn't make no damn sense whatsoever. 22nd chance points for Kansas State. The score chance was tied at least 9 times. Points in the paint, 28. Fast break points, 23. Lead change 9 times. Points over turnover, 16. Bench points, 14 points yesterday for Jerome Tang's team. As now you fall at 9-7. But the bigger picture now, you're 0-3 in the conference and searching for answers. You're 0-3 in the conference first time since 21-22 season. There as well. We'll see what happens here. I'll pick up with Jerome Tang here, losing this game, losing on another close game here to kind of close us out here on this podcast here. Quote, anytime you're in a close game, you want to figure it out and learn how to win. After being down 9 with 4 minutes to go, I thought the guys did a really good job there executing, and they gifted us by missing some free throws, but the score pressure started kicking in on them. Mm-hmm. We had an opportunity, and you let it get away. And the great thing about this league is there are going to be a lot of opportunities coming up. We get an opportunity every night. It's either a quad 1 or quad 2 game. We got a lot of opportunities in front of us to build and grow, and I'm so excited about that. Well, get me excited about that. That's one thing there. But on the other end, I don't know, the message is getting through or what, but anyways, yeah, there's some opportunities there, but there's an opportunity in this game. You didn't get it done. The players didn't get it done. There's opportunities in the BYU game. Didn't get it done there. So at worst, you're looking at let's just think in the perfect world for a minute. If there was a perfect world. There's not a perfect world, but let's just say there was. Worst case scenario for K-State, 2-1. Or at least 1-2. Let me take that back. You're at least 1-2. Best case scenario, 2-1. There you go. And because number one Arizona, ranked number one team in the country, you had no chance. BYU had opportunity at home in front of your fans, your students, to get it done. You didn't get it done. Yesterday, you had a damn sure opportunity to get it done. Didn't get it done there. So, I don't know. That's the puzzling thing there with this team. This team had an opportunity and just couldn't get it done there as well. Arizona State, 7-6 now against K-State all time. 3-2 in Tempe. So there's that. So K-State. Yeah, K-State here in its first out of 16 games, they have scored 80 points in 11 of those games. So got that going for you there. But again, at the end of the day, it's all about wins and losses, and K-State has come up with a sure a lot of hurdles here of losses here, including right out of the gate, a Big 12 play. That has to be a concern. And yeah, when football is losing, we all and when basketball is losing, yeah, that Vince brought up something. We'll close that out with this. Vince brought up something. I did watch his post-game on YouTube comments. His thoughts are there that, yeah, this team loses UCF on Wednesday night. Was that's the next game at home? Fans gonna fold up the tent. they're gonna mail it in. And yeah, it's early. It's still early in the conference schedule, but it's getting to that point where your record, you're getting a lot of games underneath you and whatnot. And yeah, this was not obviously a quad one, quad two game. This was an opportunity to get a win. And you squandered that. So now you're going back at home and you have an opportunity to somewhat try to build some type of momentum when UCF comes calling to Bramlage on Wednesday night. And UCF 12-2, they're 1-1 in the conference, and this game is on Peacock there. So you have the Peacock app or channel, K-State Nation. If you're interested in checking it out, then do so there as well. The Wildcats there. Now, still looking for that first Big 12 win of the season. And they hopefully, and yeah, so, and they got, this week they play UCF and Oklahoma State. They got to go to Stillwater next weekend to an improved Oklahoma State team. So, the road isn't getting any easier there. You had an opportunity there. This team had an opportunity, didn't get it done. And you're thinking to yourself, when the light's going to turn on for this team? I don't know. Last year, the light turned on this team in the midway point when they went on that, five-game winning streak in the conference there, and they had us for a minute. And then they went back to struggling the rest of the year. This team, I thought this team was better than last year's team, but apparently right now, they're searching for ransom right now. It's just the bottom line. So the bottom line is you're 0-3 and you're 9-7 and the NCAA tournament is going further and further away from you right there. So also what I'm saying here, it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward, coming up. Oh, man. So, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I'm looking at some other data here. But Arizona State holds off K-State on the road 87-85 yesterday. And more importantly, this season might be going down to another season. Might be going down the drain. We'll have to see about that. But anyways, UCF comes calling to Manhattan on Wednesday night. That is the next game. UCF, 25th-ranked UCF, comes into Bramlage there, and that is a quad one opportunity, if I had to say so myself there as well. But K-State has missed some opportunities here early in the Big 12 schedule, and they're 9-7 overall. The Purple Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or have a chance to record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is, Amazon, and other podcasting platforms. Make this part of your K-State Encyclopedia of podcasts. We come at you daily, every single day, including the weekends, as well as this men's basketball program continues to try to find the right answers thereafter losing to Arizona State yesterday, 87-84 in Tempe, Arizona. And K-State does not get a win in the road trip. And now they're coming back to Manhattan looking to find the answers, the right answers, to win a Big 12 basketball game. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Green coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Once again, Arizona State, again, a case that was supposed to win, did not win it. Arizona State 87, Kansas State 84. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Congrats.